Proverbs 3:30 says, "Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm." Some of these proverbs seem a little bit like common sense, but I have to admit, I see most people struggle with some of the common sense things you read in here. And this proverb really provides two reasons to avoid striving with another person. Number one, without cause. There should be a legitimate cause to ever strive with somebody. Don't fight over stupid things. And he hasn't hurt you personally or caused any real harm to you. Don't be so touchy that you get involved in striving with people when they haven't really done you any harm. So in the first place, there could be a cause to strive with a man. That's why it says, strive not with a man without cause. If there is a cause, then there's a place when you do strive with a person. But if there isn't, don't be that guy that likes to argue or seems to look for trouble. I've been accused of that in the past, especially way back a few years ago when I was on Facebook. But I would tell them, I say, first of all, I only respond to people who directly come at me or are trying to undercut and undermine my ministry with people on Facebook, that sort of thing. So it's directed at me and that sort of thing. But I also said, if you only knew how many times I just deleted or walk away. And proverbs like this and Proverbs 18:6 stay in my mind. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. I don't want to be that guy. So, and it's especially important these days because of social media. It used to be you didn't interact with people as much, and especially so many people as we do today. So, first of all, I think it's wise you limit your time on social media. And then you watch for people who are just what they call trolls, troublemakers. And when you find such a person, just delete them, block them. That's what you don't mess with them. Then the other thing is, don't interfere. If you see a couple other people having a disagreement or something, stay out of it. I mean, there's no reason for you to get involved. I have what I call, in my own mind, a third level policy. It goes to different levels. And if I deem it necessary, I'll respond and comment. If there appears to be, that's step one. Step two, if there appears to be a willingness for dialogue, then I'll make additional responses. But step three, level three, once that person shows no desire for real civility and communication, they go full ad hominem and they start getting nasty, then I'm done. And that's where it ends. Where there is no real communication, then there is no cause or purpose to continue. And I'll say this too, periodically someone will send me something and try to get me to respond to it. And I'll rarely do that because that's not my calling. It's not a ministry to go around trying to fix everybody or straighten everybody out. If you have a real question, you know, I'll try to help you out with that. But I'm not going to spend all my time trying to correct all the other preachers around. Why? Because it says if there's not a cause and he's not done me any harm, then move on. You got other things to do. And that's a key there. If he have done thee no harm, then you just stay out of the mess. Another great Proverbs 26:17. He that passeth by and meddleth with strife belonging not to him is like one that taketh a dog by the ears. And this isn't talking about your domesticated dog. This is talking about that stray wild dog out there. You just walk up and grab him by the ears. You're going to be in a mess of trouble. And that's what you're doing when you get involved in these situations. When a man hasn't given you cause, hasn't done you any real harm, and it's a judgment call. But use wisdom. And don't jump into other people's messes. And on the other hand, don't always avoid trouble at all costs. But use wisdom and choose your battles when there is a cause.